Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will have their first meeting later this year, but the leaders of the world's two biggest economies won't be meeting in person. The announcement of the virtual summit comes nearly a year into the Biden presidency, and as tensions rise, China has flown a record number of military jets near Taiwan in the past week, and there are also reports that the U.S. has been secretly training Taiwan's military. NPR's Beijing correspondent Emily Feng joins us now. Emily, the Biden administration has wanted to get this meeting with President Xi on the books for months. Why has it taken so long?
First of all, they had the Trump administration to deal with. There was a pretty anti-China legacy that the U.S. and China had to bridge before the two leaders could potentially meet. And so you had this step-by-step rapprochement, basically, between the top levels of government of U.S. and China before they could agree to this online but in-person talk between the two leaders.
And now that it's been worked out, what do you expect them to talk about?
Let's see if the meeting happens, first of all. We've had to set pretty low expectations over the last 5 years, particularly during the Trump administration. And so it's a good sign that the two leaders have agreed to talk online, but there's still a lot of time before the end of the year, which is the deadline the two countries have set for themselves for this meeting. A lot could happen, and it's not clear that the meeting might actually go through.
And if it does?
If it does, they'll likely talk about human rights. The U.S. is very interested in pushing through human rights improvements in Xinjiang, which is a western region of China, where China has detained hundreds of thousands of its own citizens. The U.S. is also interested in pushing through talks about Taiwan, which is an island China claims as its own territory, and Hong Kong, which is a region that is part of China, but where China has backtracked on an international treaty and pulled back a number of civil rights protections there. China will probably want to talk about climate change, and they'll want to talk about trade, because a lot of the tariffs that remain from the Trump administration are still in place on Chinese goods going to the U.S.
Look, in some ways, the Biden administration has been as tough on China as President Trump was. Do you see any signs here that the U.S. and China want to turn down the heat just a little bit?
Yes and no. So there is positive signs from the Biden administration that they want to establish the modes of communication with top Chinese leaders. But there's been zero indication that they're going to roll back any of the policies the Trump administration put in place. So when you look at trade, for example, as I mentioned before, all of the sanctions that were in place during Trump's trade war with China still remain. And the U.S. Trade Representative, Katherine Tai, actually had a press conference this past week where she basically said all of the tools to combating anti-competition Chinese trade practices are still on the table. And we will look into removing some of the sanctions that were put into place during the Trump presidency, but we're not immediately changing tack right now. So that's still in place. All of the sanctions on Chinese tech companies with regards to human rights and technology competition are still there. And all of the Hong Kong-related sanctions on Chinese officials are still in place. So the Biden administration has been doing a review over the last 8 months of what the Trump administration had put into place, and they've decided to basically keep pretty much all of the stuff that officials put into place there. But they have been doing much more outreach to military leaders in China and to political leaders. And that's where we're seeing some breakthroughs. Whether that translates to any kind of change in the relationship itself is something that we're looking to see.
Right. These two men see the world in very different ways. Many experts think that the U.S. and China have entered a new era of stronger competition, or even, you know, the new Cold War. Where does China see the potential for cooperation here with the United States?
China's public line has always been there is no Cold War. And in fact, if the U.S. wants to pursue this strategy of decoupling and severing the economic and political ties between the two countries, that would actually be disastrous for both the U.S. and China, and also for the rest of the world. The topics that the two countries have proposed for mutual collaboration have been climate change and trade.
Emily, you had mentioned that the issue of Taiwan might be on the agenda when these two men get together virtually. We got to talk about Taiwan. The Chinese military has sent about 150 airplanes into the airspace near Taiwan this week. Beijing has done this before, but not really at this scale. Why is this happening right now?
Well, first of all, it's been a week where China has been celebrating its national holiday, the anniversary of its founding. It wants to protect military strength, and so it's been sending more airplanes than usual into airspace monitored by Taiwan. Over the last year and a half, though, China has been sending record numbers of fighter jets into this airspace around Taiwan. So this is part of an ongoing trend. The reason why there is this trend is because the U.S. primarily has been stepping up its support for Taiwan. The U.S. has been selling more military equipment to the island. It's been sending more high-level official delegations to visit Taiwanese officials during the COVID pandemic. And so this is China's way of sending its own signals that it's keeping an eye on this island, which it considers part of its territory. And by sending fighter jets, it's showing that it's pushing back against this American support for Taiwan.
NPR correspondent Emily Feng in Beijing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.